So you go through the door, there was a light switch on the wall. It was brass light switch mounted on a wooden battrace. To your right was a door to go into the front room. In this particular house was a Welsh dresser fitted by the council. You had a fireplace, cast iron and tile. There was no power points at all. If you had to do ironing, you had to plug into the light pendant. And all the light holders were provided by the council with white council nightshade.
Well, it was a 3-bedroom council house. It was the first time we had a toilet, a proper toilet, not just a piece of wood with a hole in the middle. And we had the bathroom to have a bath. We thought we were in heaven. You know, brand new council house. Very austere, you know, nothing posh.
And a nice kitchen, big old sink, wooden draining board, and a boiler in the corner. You boiled the water and had a pump on the wall. And as you pumped it, you pumped your hot water through into our bath. And the water come out of the tap into the bath.
It's pretty basic. Anything that wanted to go through the house had to come through the front door. So the coalman came in through the front door with his sacks, and the coal bunker was under the stairs at the back of the house. The stairs, you came in the front door and the stairs immediately went up.
So when your coal was delivered, they empty up the sacks of coal and the dust was all over the kitchen. Your toilet was outside the back door, right? And the bathroom was off the kitchen. Now, it must have been a man that designed it, because why didn't he design a toilet near the bathroom and the coal shed outside?